USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are calling for an inspector general to investigate the Department of Justice's decision to drop the government's case against former Trump advisor Michael Flynn. Attorney General Bill Barr sits down with CBS News and was asked about Michael Flynn pleading guilty to a crime of lying to the FBI.
Well, you know, people sometimes plead to things that turn out not to be crimes. And the Department of Justice is not persuaded that this was material to any legitimate counterintelligence investigation. So it was not a crime.
Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with faith leaders outside Des Moines, Iowa, to discuss worshiping during the coronavirus pandemic. The vice president saying he's optimistic congregations across the country during this public health crisis will be able to meet sooner rather than later. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump is set to meet with his Joint Chiefs of Staff this weekend at Camp David. Now, before leaving, the president sat down with Fox and Friends and did an interview. And during that interview, the president discusses Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California and his role in the Michael Flynn case.
Schiff is a crooked politician, crooked as can be, and probably one of the worst I've ever seen. This guy got up there and he lied and lied. And I said, wow, we can sue him for fraud. And then they said, no, sir, because he did it in the halls of Congress, he's got to. He'll go down. Guys like that end up going down. They're crooked and bad.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says Gregory and Travis McMichael are facing murder charges after their overnight arrest in the shooting death of Ahmed Aubrey. Aubrey was shot and killed by the two armed men while jogging through a South Georgian neighborhood. The National Basketball Association is reopening their practice facilities on Fridays. So far, a handful of teams are taking them up on their offers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
An NFL rule that's only been in place for one season may be going away. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It was arguably the most infamous blown call in NFL history, happening in the 2018 NFC Championship game and costing the New Orleans Saints a spot in the Super Bowl.
But that should have been a penalty, and Sean Payton is justifiably upset.
That's Joe Buck with his call on Fox. Come the 2019 season, the league adopted a rule allowing pass interference to be reviewable by instant replay. But league officials say the rules committee is now moving to let that rule expire by just not renewing it. It ended up not being very popular once in place. After a total of 98 reviews, had 75 upheld and only 23 reversed. A replacement option now proposed by the Ravens and Chargers would have the rule replaced with an extra officiating crew member in the press box who would act as a sky judge with the power to overturn blown calls. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The NFL also announcing that the Kansas City Chiefs, world champion Kansas City Chiefs, will host the Houston Texans on Thursday Night Football to open the season. Sales of pickup trucks have rebounded after falling due to the coronavirus pandemic. The pickup truck segment has been a catalyst for strong sales at General Motors, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler, while vehicle sales dwindle. Officials say over 24,000 trucks were sold last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.